Reformed Church.
Today's going to be a good service, right? Because we got our eyes on Jesus, and that's why it's going to be a good service, right? It's not going to be a good service because God is good. It's not going to be a good service because God is love. It's not going to be a good service because Jesus provided everything. It's going to be a good service because we're keeping our eyes on Jesus, right? Because if you don't keep your eyes on Jesus, then it's not going to turn out good. That's ultimately how it works in the world, right? You got to keep your eyes on Jesus. And if you do have your eyes on Jesus, and it doesn't mean you had to do that perfectly, you know, the disciples, the apostles, and everybody that you read about in the Bible did not keep their eyes on Jesus perfectly. But you know what, though? If you keep your eyes on Jesus, you do that consistently enough, and you continue in that, all things are going to work out for your good, right? That's a promise in the Bible. And you know why the Bible says that he'll work all things out for your good? He wouldn't have said that if your circumstances were always good. He wouldn't have said that if you always did the good thing, right? He works it out for your good because you do the wrong thing sometimes as you're renewing your mind. So he'll work it out for your good as long as you love him, though, right? That's the keep your eyes on Jesus part. You have to love him. If you don't love God, and love God has nothing to do with your affection for him, right? Loving God is believing him, right? And that's what the Bible says very clearly. To love God is to believe him. And particularly believing his son. So if you love God, that means if you believe his son, not just if you believe in God, if you believe his son, right? If you say you believe in God, then believe also in Jesus, right? That's the proof you believe in God, is whether you believe in Jesus or not. Like, for instance, the Jews today might say that they believe in God. They don't actually believe in God. You say, well, at least we believe in the same God, though, right? They don't believe in Jesus yet, but they'll get around to it. No, they don't believe in the same God. It's not the same God, because that God is revealed in Christ. And if they believed God, they would have believed Jesus when he came. And they didn't, so, you know, generally speaking. So they don't believe God. And they say they believe Moses, and they don't actually believe Moses, right? Because if they believed Moses, Moses spoke of Jesus, and they would have received Jesus. So loving God is believing his son, not just believing in God. But if you love God, he'll work all things out for your good. So not some things, he'll work all things out for your good. And all things means all things. As long as you love God, that means as long as you keep your eyes on Jesus, he will work all things out for your good. And again, the beautiful thing about that is because we don't receive by works, you know that entails you not doing the good thing, right? And therefore it works out for your good anyway, if you keep your eyes on Jesus, that is. Or a circumstance isn't good currently in your life, and because you've got so much goodness inside of you, if you keep your eyes on Jesus, he works it out for your good. That's how that works. God is the, you know, king of rabbit trails. He doesn't, something can go sideways, and he will work it out for good, right? It will turn out, and it will turn out in such a way that someone looking at you and how it turned out wouldn't have assumed that you were in a bad circumstance before, okay? That's the way that God works out, like with Joseph, right? You see him second in command and doing his thing. You would never have assumed that for the majority of his life spent previous, he was a slave. He was, I say majority, I think it was probably about half his life at that point because he was 30-something, I think, by the time he was second in command, but if I'm not mistaken, but that like half his life was spent in prison as a slave. You wouldn't have assumed that, seeing him, you know, ruling and reigning and being very competent in what he's doing and with wisdom and that's the nature of God working things out for your good. So I just want to encourage you with that you know, God working something out for your good, inherent in that means it wasn't good before, or you didn't do what was good before, and he worked it out for good, right? So that's the whole point. God would rather you just have good things manifesting in your life, right? That's the point. That's plan A. Plan A is you have good things manifesting in your life. God is able to protect you from things. God is able to do all of that. It's not, you know, if something happens, though, it's not God's fault, right? If something happens, and, you know, because we're growing, it doesn't mean you're not in faith either. It also does have to do, though, with the fact that we are growing and we have things left to see. If anything happens, according to the faith you have and according to what you do know about Jesus, because you do know Jesus, he uses that to work through that to work it out for your good. So it's win-win regardless. It's kind of like the difference between resurrection and life. You know, I won't get into that right now, but, you know, he works it out for your good, though. So it's a very, very cool and important thing to recognize there.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformchurch.com.